When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find what you're looking for inside that record store. Across the whole world they've gone, searching for shelves of gold to find that perfect score. You're listening to the Record Store Recon. You're listening to the Record Store Recon.
Well, welcome back, gold miners, to another edition of the Record Store Recon podcast. And of course, we have Dr. Disc leading us to our next review of a record store, but we're going to start something different. We're going to start reviewing and going over old reviews from the very beginning. Our first one was Cream Tangerine, a record store in Costa Mesa, California. Hey, Dr. Disc.
Hey, how are you doing, sir?
Of course, we're doing this because we're bi-monthly now. So in between months, we're going to go back to the very beginning and cover some record stores that never got the chance to be online. They were in print only, most of them, and we didn't get to do a podcast about them, that's for sure. So let's talk about Cream Tangerine. Costa Mesa, that's in between Orange County and Riverside, you said?
Orange County and Los Angeles, yes.
Oh, okay. So
yeah, just south of LA.
Okay, so what is it like? What's Costa Mesa like?
I have to turn back the handle on the Wayback Machine and try and remember everything way back in the day, because this is close to 10 years ago. But it's a suburban community. And what caught my fascination with this store was it's part of this shopping area called The Lab. And I was like, well, that's interesting. Let's go in and take a look at what it's all about. Not knowing what I was going into, it kind of looked like a bunch of very small pop-up stores kind of all around this like little area. The next thing I know, I'm standing in front of an Airstream trailer. And sure enough, the trailer is the actual record store. So it's probably the most unique record store I've ever been in to this day.
And it was the first one. Did you ever, so you called them back recently and refamiliarized yourself with the owner? And
I talked with the owner, who's Parker. It's an impressive store. The Airstream trailer is from 1975. So it's, the store itself is 10 years old. He's been there. I think I must have interviewed him, well, definitely when he was less than a year old. Still takes a tremendous amount of pride. What?
How did that come about? Like, how did he get a trailer?
I just was out driving around and saw this record store I had never seen before, and was like, I'm gonna check this one out. And
I mean, how did he get a trailer to begin with? Like,
I apologize. I think he just, it's what worked for him. There wasn't a storefront, and so he took a trailer and gutted it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, record store on wheels. It does not move around. I mean, yeah, I'm sure he could move it around, but he doesn't take it around.
So it's in the same place.
Yes. Yes.
I'm wondering that, remember you used to have those library on wheels? That would be cool if you had a vinyl record store on wheels. That would be pretty awesome. You could come around like the ice cream man.
Yeah.
Okay, so you get there, you go in, and is it pretty small then at this trailer?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bigger now. He typically has somewhere between 7,000 and 8,000 records on hand at any time. So it's not a large, it's not huge. But it's a really good.
I never thought about this. What is the average record store? What do they have as far as used records? What's an average number?
I don't know. That varies. I mean,
a It's got to be like 10 to 20, right?
Well, I'll tell you, I visited a store that we will talk about in future episodes that had over 200,000 records in their back warehouse. He took me back there. And so I will share that in months to come. But it was impressive.
I've been to some record stores where they just don't get to all their inventory. And you go down in the basement or wherever, and it's like another record store in itself. And it's pretty amazing. I've gone down there because, you know, I'm a record fanatic, you know, and they let me down there, and I was able to like go through stuff and say, you know, stuff that was just stacked, not even in crates. So you couldn't even say it was crate digging, and picked out stuff. But anyway, getting back to Cream Tangerine, I don't think they would have, unless he's got an offsite storage area.
They don't, there's no basement there. If you try to go to the basement, you're going to hit the parking lot.
He's only got a select amount of records he can fit.
Yeah.
In. And they're all used.
No, he has some new and used. He also has, they have their own record label. Cream Tangerine does have a record label, and I think there's 12 releases on their label. They specialize.
The label is very eclectic. It's got blues, it's got punk, it's got regular rock, it's got swamp rock, country, you know, it's got a lot of different things on it. If I'm not mistaken, I saw the bands and I was like, wow, they've got all different type of genres on there.
Yep.
Cool.
They really cater to kind of what is their local clientele. Yeah. He's 60% of their business is made up of regulars who keep coming back, you know, on a regular basis. And that's probably, I would think that might be a little higher than most. I think this is the type of record store that you kind of probably have to know about it. Because you're certainly not just going to be driving by and see it and then pull into, you know, you kind of have to know it's there.
Well, it's tucked in this, what you call, it says it's an anti-mall.
Right, the anti-mall.
Sounds like it was like a flea market.
It's much nicer than that. And they do have stores in there, but it's not, it's open air. Just take the good doctor's recommendation and you know, get over there.
I would love to. Now they have the record label. So it's these local bands are of course in the store, but did they send to other record stores? Like for instance, can I get some of their records in a store around here? I wonder.
I don't know if you can. I do know that you can get them from them online.
Okay.
And you can, you can call Parker and they will ship stuff to you, because I have done that. And as small of a physical store they are, they also have some really cool swag. And so, I'm a big fan of store t-shirts, and Cream Tangerine does have some really cool t-shirts. So,
well, I you know, for those who don't know, the doctor puts together a quilt of these t-shirts. Did you start that quilt right after Cream Tangerine?
Start it after Cream Tangerine, but Cream Tangerine was one of the first store shirts I got to start the quilt with. So yes. Yeah.
This might be something that could be a seller, like a quilt made of record store logos that you can, you know, have for the couch or your bed, right? When it gets cold out or whatever.
Well, it's interesting. I was looking at the one quilt that we've got made, because we're going to work on a second quilt. And there's several stores on that quilt that don't exist anymore, including one that was very close to my heart, Bill's in Dallas, Texas. And, you know, Bill passed away a few years ago, and so that store does not exist anymore. And so, you know, this is like just a great legacy of something I'll have forever.
And now is the record store open all the time? Is it 7 days a week?
Yeah, it is 7 days a week, 12 to 7 Pacific time. So, you know, I'm a big fan of stores that open very early in the morning, but I also know that when you own your own store and you're going to be open 7 days a week, you probably don't want to open until noon, because I'd imagine there's some of you got to be able to take care of your own personal stuff early in the morning. So He is open 7 days a week.
Yeah, some of my favorite record stores, sometimes you never know when they're going to be. They have a general list, but you got to call beforehand because they, you know, they're one guy knows a DJ and he has a day job. So,
well, I'll also share with you that
a night job being a DJ. But yep. So about the owner, he started about 10 years ago. What did he do before this? He was just,
you know, I didn't get into that. But I can tell you that he is very passionate about what he does. He's very proud of what he does. His prices are really good. I remember when I went in there, and I still have it. I picked up a Doors 45 for like $4. I picked up a Buddy Guy 45 with still on the picture sleeve for probably $5. They were innovative during COVID. They stayed open, but they established something called Club 33 and a Third, which is where he would put together. Once you join the club, you helped curate what he sent you. And I think it was sent on a quarterly basis. And the club was anywhere from like $29.99 to $89.99 to be a member. But it was a way for him to send records out on a regular basis to customers that wanted to be part of this club. So if you call him. Yeah. He said it did well. They are. They started it back up again. So feel free to reach out to Parker and say the doctor sent me and I want to join Club 33 and a Third.
I might test it out. I like record clubs. Some of them are, you know, some that I have joined, they would send me records that didn't really fit me, but we'll see, you know, if he can curate it for me.
Yeah.
I would love that. You know, just like I curate the gold mine store. We could curate each other's stuff.
Yeah, we need a good old day record club, you know, where you get 12 records for a penny. So we need one of those to come back again. Columbia House.
I'm sure someone's working on it somewhere. Maybe even Columbia House. Yeah. So, you know, if he has his own label, he must have had the label before. That's why I asked you what he was doing beforehand.
It might have gone hand in hand, but you might be right, Pat. He might have had that label earlier than the actual store opened, because when I visited him, you know, 9-10 years ago, I believe he had 4 releases out on that label. So you might be right. The label, you know, this might have been the chicken that came before the egg.
Now, when you walk in, since it's a trailer, is it hot and stuffy? Does he have air conditioning in there?
No, it wasn't hot and stuffy. The sides open up. The wind blows through it. Oh. It was very comfortable. You know, I would say that probably you get more than 4 people in there at any one time, and it would be a little tight. But I didn't experience that.
The Library on Wheels, I remember it was hot as hell in there. And the Books on Wheels, whatever you want to call it, from the library. But these are records that they won't do well in the heat.
I was just going to say, you know, he's got to keep it at a proper temperature. Otherwise, he'd be selling plastic frisbees more than records.
So he survived the pandemic well. That seems like
yes, he did.
So when I'm going to call him up, I'm going to test drive this club. Now, next time I'll report on it when I actually get something and tell. I think that'll be very cool. You know, did you try it?
I have not tried it yet because I think my wife is at the breaking point with me that if I buy one more record.
The good doctor can open up a record store himself.
Yeah, the good doctor is his collection has probably doubled during the pandemic.
But I love being in those kind of man caves. So that's like a place to, it's like your little sanctuary, right?
Yeah.
So I don't think the good doctor is going to part with any of his vinyl.
He is not.
Okay. So what's next? What's the next record store? I know you came back from a trip.
Yep. But our next one is going to be Dearborn Music in Michigan. I think it's been quite some time since we did a physical review of a store in Michigan. Cool thing about this, well, one of the many cool things about Dearborn, we're going to have a neat prize to give away. I've gotten an original authentic MC5 art piece shot and autographed by John Sinclair's wife. So we're gonna have some fun giving this one away, but that'll be all next month. So, you know, same bat time, same bat channel.
So what did you, no giveaways this month? No?
No giveaways. I don't know. Maybe when you call Cream Tangerine, you can bust his chops and tell him to give you some free stuff.
We're giving away good vibes this month. That's about it. Okay, cool. Well, can you tell us a little bit about about the stores you went to on your trip?
So I packed my son and I up, and he turned 21. So we headed out to Vegas and we visited. I think we visited three different stores in Las Vegas and then headed out to Arizona and visited, I think, five or six different record stores in the Phoenix area. And we did get back to see our good friend in Asylum Records. And so in the very near future, you'll see online a nice picture of the owner of the store. And he's the owner, the manager, he's the employee.
On your Instagram?
We'll get it posted up on Instagram, a picture of him holding up the interview. The review of his store. He was very excited about it. He busted my chops because I think we called his cat Hooper instead of Hopper. And he said his cat was really hurt. So I give props out and I apologize profusely for butchering the cat's name and hurting the cat's feelings.
Well, listen, you know, may the cat feel better now.
Yes. Yes.
All right, man. So we'll see you next time on the Gold Mine podcast of Record Store Recon. You know, listeners, don't forget to go to Barnes & Noble, Books a Million, pick up your latest issue. But you can also go to shop.goldminemag.com and buy the issue right there. In fact, while you're buying the issue, like I was talking about, I curate a bunch of vinyl for the store, as well as having exclusive vinyl, exclusive bundles. We even have a bundle for the magazine with an exclusively rare photo of the cover subject. So there's lots of fun stuff for collectors there. shop.goldminemag.com. Okay, so we'll see you next time, Dr. Disc, on the Goldmine podcast edition of Record Store Recon edition. All right.
And see y'all time, later.
I need to give away.
Find what you're looking for inside that record store. Across the whole world they've gone, searching for shelves of gold to find that perfect score. You're listening to the Record Store Recon. You're listening to the Record Store Recon.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.